The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we're listening to True Fire. The website is truefirepodcast.com. Their description from our good friends in Apple Podcasts says, True Fire is a weekly podcast series that explores in-depth the events that led to line-of-duty deaths of American firefighters. Each episode is a docudrama, a factual retelling of the incident, and some added dramatic tools such as sound effects and music to help to create the picture in the listener's mind of what was going on at the time. I'm not sure that makes me want to listen to it. I might say each episode is a docudrama told in a way that makes you feel like you were there, which the listener would figure out that there's sound effects and such. But anyway, that's just me. This is my first impression. Our goal with True Fire is to memorialize the firefighters lost as they fought to save lives and preserve property. These people have given all in a job which most couldn't imagine doing. Without them, our world would be a more dangerous place. And while they universally refuse the title hero, their actions often go far beyond the requirements of the job and are, by definition, heroic. And we're going to listen to an episode right after this.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
On the Podcast Review Show, we go and we listen to your podcast, we go over your website, and we find those things that you're doing right so you can keep doing more of those.
And then we find the rough spots and we help you shine them up to make your podcast just a little bit stronger.
You jump into it, which I thought was fantastic. You jump right into a story.
You've got nice show notes. I thought those were great.
I also appreciate the fact that throughout this entire interview, you've done your homework. I expected a little controversy in the interview.
Either have something there for them to connect with you or just take it off the page until it's ready to go.
So tell me what the show is all about and who it's for.
If you'd like to get reviewed, go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me.
All right, it is time to trigger the theater of the mind with a little True Fire podcast.
True Fire narratives are taken from official NFPA, NIOSH, and USFA reports. Information may also come from news media accounts and may be supplemented by interviews with people involved in the incidents. This show does not imply or suggest that any individual or group is responsible for the outcome.
Nice little disclaimer.
It is morning, 3 days before Christmas, 1999. Keokuk, Iowa. A small city along the banks of the Mississippi River, home to about 12,500. In a duplex on Franklin Street, a four-year-old boy named Jacob turns on a kitchen stove while his mother is still asleep. The burner starts some plastic high chair trays stored on top of the stove on fire. That fire soon spreads throughout the kitchen. Jacob runs upstairs to wake his mother, Melissa. She finds the smoke and heat too intense to get past it to her other children's bedroom. Three more kids are in there. Melissa grabs Jacob and puts him out a second floor window onto the roof. She again tries to get to the children's bedroom, but is again forced back. Now she goes back to the window, climbs out onto the roof with Jacob, and begins screaming for help.
Someone get help, please! Help, someone!
A boy going out to shovel snow sees her. He runs home to tell his mother, who calls 911 and then sprints over to help. Within seconds, other calls are coming. The fire in the old house would be like no other the Keokuk Fire Department had ever experienced. On this episode of True Fire, We'll look back at the Keokuk apartment fire and find out what lessons were learned.
It makes me want to hear it.
Engine 53, engine 54, engine 53, ladder 63, ladder 64, battalion
Bingo!
6.
But the report is shelter fire.
Explosion.
A house fire.
Helicopter down.
For a train derailment.
Church with an attic well involved.
For an explosion.
Yeah, okay. We get it. Things are on fire.
This is True Fire. Real life stories of firefighters that demand to be told. Now, here's your host, award-winning journalist, Scott Orr.
Five of Keokuk's 15 total firefighters were on shift Wednesday morning, December 22, 1999. They were wrapping up a motor vehicle crash. Firefighter Cindy Crew went with the ambulance transporting a victim to the hospital.
She was hurt very badly. She was unconscious, and typically if we've got somebody that's in that bad a shape, one or two of the firefighters would ride with the ambulance to help them out.
The remaining firefighters at work were Assistant Chief Dave McNally, Lieutenant Jeff Fuller, and firefighters Nathan Tuck and Jason Bidding. Actually, a total of six people were working that day. The five at the crash scene and the fire chief, Mark Wessel. Another crew member normally would have been at work, but was out on vacation. At 8:24 a.m., Keokuk's 911 center dispatched the fire. It was 2 miles away from the crash scene. The four remaining crew members loaded up onto their Quint, designated Aerial 2, and Rescue Pumper 3, and responded to the fire. At the same time, Chief Wessel was just driving up to his office.
As I was unlocking my office door, dispatch toned them out for a structure fire with three children trapped.
Still dressed in street clothes, he went to the hospital to get firefighter crew.
The production is phenomenal. The only thing that drove me nuts was when your intro, when it was like, engine number six, engine number seven, engine number six, fire. And it's like, okay, we get it. I don't know that we need that many sound effects. We've already got the idea of a firehouse, and you have so much soundscaping in the episode, you know, and you've done a really good job of pulling me in at the beginning. That was the only thing I was like, all right, we didn't really need that. The other thing is, and now I'm putting on my storytelling hat, like you mentioned that the one guy was on vacation. I'm assuming that's going to come back into play later in the story. If not, we don't need that. You mentioned when they got on to go to the fire, they had something like pumper number two and pumper number three. Okay, do we need that kind of detail? Is that going to be part of the story? There's a really great, phenomenal, like, wow, kind of book called Storyworthy by Matthew Dix. And as this is very narrative, I would definitely look into that book, because one of his things is, and you've done a great job, you really did. I thought the intro was great. I was like, okay, well, because it sounds like this was like the fire of the century. And then when you said apartments, I was like, oh, now we've got stakes in the game, because when you have apartments, you got a lot of people there. So I thought it was great. And if you're wondering, like, what is up with that guy's voice, if you go out to the website again, truefirepodcast.com, it says right there, by the way, yes, his voice is screwed up. Scott has Parkinson's. So I love the fact that Scott is just pushing through. And I know Scott personally. And once you get used to, and I'm just going to call it an accent at this point, Scott kind of has an accent, just like if he was Southern or Scottish or whatever, it kind of fades away after a while. And so I really love the production. It really kind of, to me, shows Scott's experience is kind of shining through with that. When he actually has the sound effect of the gas burner coming on, I thought that was really cool. And obviously there's some stories. I think my only worry about this show is the episode description, where I'm reading about people dying. I'm not in right now with so much negativity going on in the world. I'm not sure I want to hear stories about people dying. that would be, you know, and like I said, you're already telling people, hey, there's going to be a lot of sound effects and things like that. To me, that seemed a little too literal. Why not explain? That's like the feature. What's the benefit? The benefit is you feel like you're in the middle of the story. So it was just a different way of, you always sell the sizzle, not the steak. So the steak is there's sound effects and things like that. The sizzle is you're going to feel like you were there. For me, when she climbed out on the second or out of that second story window onto the roof, I don't know about you, but I saw that. And on her left was a tree. I don't know why, but there was a tree there. And her son was there kind of freaking out as she stepped through the window. Really great job of triggering the theater of the mind. So again, check it out. TrueFirePodcast.com. You already heard about the podcast review show. So if you want a full review of your show, this show just does the first impression. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. And if you'd like your show right here in front of my audience, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the $5 button. That's all it costs. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.